Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Wiki News Audio News Brief for December 16th, 2005. Recording time is 14:29 UTC. Top story for today, violence cuts short visit of Dominican Republic President. Protests against the President of the Dominican Republic turned violent on Monday in Haiti, where tires were burned and thrown at the presidential palace in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. Leonel Fernandez, leader of the neighboring Dominican Republic, was staying as a guest at the palace. Featured story today, Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney not seeking second term. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has stated that he will not seek re-election to the office of governor. Wikipedia current events today, former United States presidential candidate Al Sharpton agrees to pay $100,000 to the Federal Election Commission in a settlement over alleged corrupt practices during his 2004 electoral bid. South Korean biomedical researcher Hwang Woo-suk admits that he faked 9 of 11 stem cell colonies used in what had been hailed as a medical breakthrough in the journal Science. Thousands of Iraqi Shia protest against Al Jazeera after a guest on a talk show on the network suggested that the Ayatollah Ali Sistani, Shia Islam's most senior cleric, should stay out of politics. The European Council meets to discuss the next 7-year budget for the European Union. Voting starts in Iraq to elect the first permanent 275-member Iraqi National Assembly under the new Constitution of Iraq. A Nepalese soldier shoots dead 11 people at a temple in Nagarat near Kathmandu. Marwan Barghouti launches a new party called Al-Mustaqbal, otherwise known as The Future in English, splitting from the Fatah movement in the Palestinian National Authority. Bradley John Murdoch, convicted murderer of British backpacker Peter Falconio, is sentenced to a non-parole period of 28 years in a prison in Australia. Articles from Wikinews today, Mozilla and Internet Explorer adopt a universal RSS symbol. Jane Kim, the program manager for RSS in Microsoft's Internet Explorer 7, announced recently that her team had chosen a graphical representation of RSS feeds, one popularized by its competitor. Microsoft employees have been posting variations of conceptual design since earlier this year, but have now announced that they will choose an icon, used by the rival browser Mozilla Firefox. The Microsoft team collaborated with Mozilla staff during the selection process. "I'm excited to announce that we're adopting the icon used in Firefox," wrote Kim. "We'll be using the icon in the IE7 command bar whenever a page has a feed associated with it, and we'll also use it in other places in the browser whenever we need a visual to represent RSS and feeds." Microsoft is poised to release IE7 with many of the new features popularized in Firefox, such as browser tabs, RSS support, full PNG and CSS support, and other improvements. NYC transit strike looming. Around 8.1 million inner-city residents of New York City could be affected by a transit system strike. NYC Mayor Michael Bloomberg said in a press conference that there would be no winners if a transit system strike became a reality. Contract talks have not begun with the Metropolitan Transit Authority, MTA, and the Transit Workers Union Local 100. Bloomberg also said that the city could lose $400 million a day from its economy during a strike, and the city government could lose $22 million per day. CNN reports that Bloomberg has planned to close several key streets in Manhattan to general traffic, 5th and Madison Avenues from 23rd to 96th Streets, 26th, 29th, 49th and 50th Streets from 1st to 12th Avenues, and part of Church Street in the event of a complete transit system closure. A strike, if it occurred, would begin at 12:01 tomorrow when the transit workers' contract expires. White supremacism crosses the Tasman Sea. Posters calling for white power have appeared at Wellington railway stations in New Zealand. The posters have been attributed to a group called the White Crusaders of the Racial Holy War. Unlike the Usenet postings in Australia being made by an unknown organization, Action for Australia, the White Crusaders of the Racial Holy War are well known. According to their website, they are crusaders and believe in the creativity religion, created for the survival, expansion, and advancement of the white race. The posters say, "If Sydney can do it, so can we. Let's take our land." Leaders of the New Zealand National Party and United Feature Party have condemned the posters. Don Brash, leader of the New Zealand National Party, said that the white crusaders of the racial holy war are a small, fascist underbelly, hell-bent on causing division and destroying New Zealand's egalitarian ethos. They are thugs and bigots. Wikipedia and Britannica about as accurate in science entries, reports Nature magazine. An investigation performed by the scientific review Nature on Wikipedia and Britannica science entries found the two encyclopedias have similar accuracy. Nature used peer reviewing to compare Wikipedia and Britannica's coverage of science. In this study, entries were chosen from the websites of Wikipedia and Encyclopedia Britannica on a broad range of scientific disciplines and sent to a relevant expert for peer review. Each reviewer examined the entry on a single subject from the two encyclopedias without being told which article came from which encyclopedia. Among 42 entries tested, the difference in accuracy was not very important. The average science entry in Wikipedia contained around 4 inaccuracies, Britannica about 3. In the pairs of articles reviewed, 8 serious errors such as misinterpretations of important concepts were detected, 4 from each encyclopedia. Reviewers also found many factual errors, omissions, or misleading statements, 162 in Wikipedia and 123 in Britannica. The main criticism about Wikipedia was on its readability, with several reviewers commenting that the articles they read were poorly structured and confusing. As well as comparing the two encyclopedias, Nature surveyed more than 1,000 Nature authors and found that although more than 70% had heard of Wikipedia and 17% of those consulted it on a weekly basis, less than 10% help update it. Business brief today. U.S. trade deficit grows to record levels in October. The U.S. trade deficit grew to record levels in October. Imports have climbed faster than exports despite dropping oil prices. The deficit was widened by $3 billion to the record $68.9 billion for the month. The deficit was forecasted by Wall Street to narrow. The nation's huge trade imbalance has not begun to stabilize. The gap will affect the nation's overall growth. Morgan Stanley has reduced its forecast of the nation's growth to 3% from 3.4%. Merrill Lynch is going further, forecasting just 2.3% growth. The deficit with China hit $166.8 billion, $2.3 billion more than the deficit with China for the entire previous year. Walmart adds 140 outlets in Brazil. Walmart has agreed to buy the Portuguese group Sane SGPS SA's retail business in Brazil for about $757 million. Sane's 140 stores with an annual revenue of $1.4 billion will double the amount of Walmart stores in Brazil. The stores will continue to operate under the existing names. Walmart has been expanding internationally and plans to open more than one-third of its stores overseas next year. This is the second acquisition for Walmart in the last 2 years in the country. Last year, the company bought Bompreco, a 118-store supermarket chain, for $300 million. This new acquisition gives Walmart 295 outlets in Brazil. Walmart is the third biggest retailer in the country. Today in history, in 1653, the Protectorate, Oliver Cromwell, became Lord Protector of the Commonwealth of England, Scotland, and Ireland. In 1773, Samuel Adams and the Sons of Liberty attended the Boston Tea Party. In 1850, the Canterbury Pilgrims aboard Randolph and Charlotte Jane arrived to settle Christchurch, New Zealand. In 1989, the Romanian Revolution began as a protest in the city of Timisoara against an attempt by the government to evict dissident priest Toks. Rioting ensued. December 17th is National Day in Bahrain, Victory Day in Bangladesh, Independence Day in Kazakhstan. Quote of the day, fear can make you do more wrong than hate or jealousy. If you're afraid you don't commit yourself to life completely, fear makes you always, always hold something back, says Philip K. Dick. About Wikinews, we are a group of volunteer journalists whose mission is to create a diverse community where citizens from around the globe, including you, can collaborate to report the news on a wide variety of current events. By making our content perpetually available for free distribution and use, we help to contribute to a global digital commons. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution License. Articles published in this audio edition were created by Wikinewsies. To view a copy of this license, visit creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.5. For more information about Wikinews Audio, visit ian.wikinews.org. From the Wikinews News Center, the free content news source that you can write, have a wonderful day and a pleasant tomorrow.